5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
The sound of that.
Me too.
Every time it pumps me up.
Somebody left us a review this week and they said, I'm a mess all day over in my head. And I was like, same.
It's very catchy. It really is.
It is very catchy.
Catchy tune.
And like, it's kind of cool that she was like a new artist when we found the song and like we get to kind of follow along. For those of you who don't know, it's Brooke Alex who sings our opener. Alex with two X's. Slide into her DMs if you want to be her third. I think that was what her, it was something like that in her bio, yeah. Right?
So I wonder so if funny. She has a boyfriend now.
I don't know.
We need to follow up with her and see.
We should.
TBD. Maybe she has a new man that's going to be the third X.
Yes. But this week has been a wild ride, y'all.
It has.
We hit 500,000 downloads for the show, which is... like crazy. I mean,
that is really crazy.
A milestone that I've been waiting for.
That's a big milestone. It really is. And I don't watch that kind of stuff quite as, no, I don't watch that stuff like Spencer. I was going to say quite as much, but I like don't watch it at all. So there's that. So Spencer was like, oh my gosh, you know, when we get to a certain number, we're going to hit that. Like while we were tracking, because we've been kind of all over the place with our tracking mechanisms.
Well, we've switched platforms a couple times and then, it's been a little chaotic.
So Spencer's hard known. To track. Yeah, so Spencer knew when we hit 38K on one platform, she's like, that's it. And so she was like super pumped about it. So I mean, thank y'all. If you're listening to this right now, it's for because real. Of y'all. Y'all are the ones that did it for us.
It is. It's crazy because, you know, people have like so many different like ideas of podcasting.
Yeah.
People either assume that if you're a podcaster, you're like a loser sitting in your mom's basement.
We're not. We're losers sitting in my guest bedroom. So get it right or get
wrong
it tight.
Wrong type of loser.
Right.
Or you're, you know, some like Uber celebrity that's making boatloads of cash and whatever. And
that's more along the lines of us. We're just rolling in cash near people.
That's us. We're bathing in it. Wiping our ass. Picking up our dog shit.
With dollar bills. Are you kidding me? $100 bills.
Yes. Not Ben, singles.
Mr. Ben Franklin. Wait, was he on the $100 bill? Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Ben Franklin's on the 100. Abraham Lincoln's on the monument in Washington and the $5 bill, maybe? I don't know. What's he on?
I don't know.
What's a Lincoln? Rappers
a Lincoln
always
is a type of car.
I know, but rappers are always singing about it's all about the Benjamins. You ain't never heard it?
Oh, I have. It has to be hundreds. Hundreds.
Benjamins,
has to be Benjamins.
Is hundreds. Oh. I just said that. Welcome to the show. She wasn't listening to me earlier. I told her a whole story. So I'm going to tell y'all because y'all listen. So Jen Reed obviously had her candle launch, which is very exciting. I ordered the bundle so I could smell them both. But Jen had posted on her stories about like a Q&A and someone asked, are y'all going to be doing like other things and Reed diffusers? So I messaged Jen. I was like, is it a Jen Reed diffuser?
That is actually is pretty funny now that I'm listening to the story.
Right. And I was laughing at my own joke. And Spencer just sat there dead face looking at her phone. I was like, you're not listening, are you? She's like, no, I'm not. I'm trying to message somebody.
I was
like,
doing
okay.
stuff for the show, in all fairness.
Right. But, you know, when someone, when, you can't retell that. I mean, you can't. Just, it's not the same to it. So it was.
I'm sorry I ruined your moment.
I hope at least four people just laughed at that because I feel like a Jen Reed diffuser is perfect. And she should sell it as that.
She should. Agreed.
Oh, boy. But anyway, so, you know, she had the big Life in Lilac, which she went through and talked about the meaning behind it. She's been working on it, what'd she say, for about a year or so. Remember when she teased stories about the, like she said that, she was going to give a hint. This was like, what, 2 months ago? And it was a lilac, story screen. And she said, that's a hint. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I also missed the stories where she was talking about the meaning behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
So she has, I bet you she saved it to a highlight. And she also has Life in Lilac as a whole, Instagram. Wow. Do y'all hear Maggie sounding like a 1986 Buick cranking up over there?
There's no way they hear it, but Maggie. No, something's got our attention out there.
Yeah. Well, they're doing, my rich neighbors are doing a pool.
My rich neighbors. They're definitely wiping their ass with Benjamin.
They are. But the lilac thing. So she gave what? Or my
you
feet
guys, dirty? She just put her whole feet on my face. I don't like feet and I don't like armpits.
Oh, you don't like feet? Well, I needed to put my foot somewhere.
It was so close to me.
Listen, stop with the tangents or we're going to get some more reviews, which we're going to get to later. So don't get on the tangent train.
My bad. My bad.
Get back off that tangent train. But anyway, so Life in Lilac. So she goes through it and the meaning behind lilacs and stuff. So she has a page dedicated solely to her candle stuff because I'm sure she's going to try to keep it separate, I would think. I don't think she's going to turn her sister studio
into that. Definitely not. She's going to talk about it, of course, especially like with a launch. That's and it. It's an exciting thing. It's like the first thing that is like truly her brand. Yeah. I mean, I hate myself for even saying this, but it's like when Kim Kardashian came out with like KKW Beauty.
Right.
It was her first like baby, her brand, her company. It wasn't like a licensed thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So she has like a bunch of ideas and products that she wants to do. I know a lot of people were talking about they thought it was gonna be like home decor or something because she's been sharing a lot more home decor stuff lately too. And I just checked her questions highlight on the Life in Lilac and she has a whole meaning behind it. So she gets on stories and talks about it. So y'all need to go check it out there. But anyway, I mean, I got the sense, the bundle, and I'm excited. It was $58 for two, which I think is a great price point personally.
I do too. I mean, but you and I also like
nice candles.
High quality candles. Yeah.
Like clean burning candles. And she even explained it like the scents, like how some are like, I forget what she called it, like hot scents and cold scents, but that was not what she used. But it's like when they burn versus when they're just in the jar and you smell them, they're really potent. They don't really have like a scent, like potency or something. I don't know. It was very interesting. So if y'all haven't, follow her there and maybe you got some candles, maybe you didn't. We'll do a smell test on the show. How about that?
I love it. Yeah.
And I got free shipping for life.
Shut up.
Yep. She sent an email out and said that now you have free shipping for life. I don't know if she's doing that permanently or just.
You
missed the boat, girl.
I did. I was telling Wendy, I went last night to go buy my candles and they still had them in stock and I fell asleep. And so it was literally the first thing I did this morning when I woke up. I opened my phone and I still had the website pulled up and they were all sold out. And I was like, damn.
Well, you snooze, damn. You literally lose.
Literally snoozed and lost. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. It's fine.
You can smell mine. Candles. You can smell mine.
You can smell mine and weep. Hopefully she does restock soon.
She said it's going to be an indefinite restock. It's not going to be the business model set up where things sell out and it's like you're grasping for it. And obviously this sold out because
it was a launch and it's Jen Reed.
Right.
Jen Reed made me do it. Does she still use that like phrase?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Jen Reed made me do it.
There's a lot of people that use
Jen Reed made me light these candles. Jen Reed made my house smell good.
Now, did you just get the candles or did you get like the matches and the candle care kit and all that?
No, because I already have a candle care kit, like the snuffer.
The matches were
and
really cute.
Yeah, they were really cute. Wow, that ended really abruptly. Yeah, they were really cute.
They were so
cute. They were cute.
And then Dani Austin launched her hair oil. I feel like before we even get into anything else, it's been so long since we've just had like a shoot the shit kind of episode.
I know.
I'm feeling like very out of sorts.
It is. Well, we are very out of sorts because we've had just, we had the Unfiltered. We had the Ted Reed. What am I? Well, that could
Ted
be weird.
Ted Reed.
Rad Reed. It's the difference in a vowel, you know, just one. Wow. That's interesting. My brain's like, it really is just the difference in what a difference one letter makes.
That's the damn truth.
I mean, but we had him on the last episode. So we've had so much like,
yeah, the feedback from that episode was really great.
Yeah.
Too.
People liked it. We hope y'all liked it because we're going to do more kind of behind the scenes, like in the business type of stuff too, because that's very interesting. We had a lot of people wanting to get on with trend management. Did you see all the messages?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, hey, we can be a little agency for him. And
their new branding looks great.
Looks
too.
Awesome. I saw their stories yesterday. But yeah, so.
So anyway, so Dani Austin, I don't remember when it was, last week, this week, but she had her hair oil launch, Divi.
Oh, I missed it.
I think it's
what
called
is it?
I think it's called Divi. I think that's how you say it.
Divi?
Yeah. But it was cool. She had like a launch party with a giant market, I guess, where she had other female-owned businesses, like small businesses who came, and I don't know if they were selling their stuff or just marketing their stuff with hers.
Okay.
But it was like a whole to-do. It was cute. It was a good idea.
Cool. I'm looking at her. How did I miss all of this?
I'm telling you, it was in like the thick of all the craziness last week.
Okay. Because it restocked, the week before. She said, and that was on 6 days ago. So it probably sold out immediately, I would guess, right? I mean,
I'm sure.
Obviously. Oh, hold on. I got it. I didn't mean to put the music on. I was trying to see when it launched. So it launched October 10th.
Yeah.
Or October 12th.
I'm very interested to hear feedback from people who use it for a few months and see.
So is it supposed to just promote hair growth? Is that?
I don't know if it's hair growth specifically or just scalp health overall. Okay. Which, I don't know. You're the hairdresser. Do people have an issue with that? Is that like a wide thing?
I mean, maybe, well, the whole thing with hair care and like shampoo and conditioner is supposed to be the closest to your natural pH. Like it shouldn't be super acidic. It shouldn't be. That's why they say salon hair care is better because it typically is more along the lines of a pH balanced, like around the same.
Got it.
As far as like scalp health and stuff, I mean, people, yes, they have like different things that go into it. Eczema and like all the different medical issues. Wow. I'm Dr. Wendy right now. but yeah, I mean, maybe she probably knows way more about scalp health than I do. I mean, we learned it in school when you see like the diseases and like the different funguses.
But probably
and stuff.
Unless you're dealing with it a lot, you don't really like stay current.
Right. Because your scalp is essentially your skin. You know what I mean? Like dermatitis and like all of those things, they can affect your scalp too.
Maybe it's more of a dermatology thing than like a hair.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, y'all. I know this is like kind of surprising to y'all. So if you're new here, I'm not a doctor.
I am.
I'm a hairstylist. If you listened to the episode last week, Spencer is a doctor. She just doesn't do pediatrics.
No.
But somebody did get in our DMs and confirm the sucking of the nose.
I told you it was a real thing.
Oh, wow. Spencer's going to do, I tell you now. They did. She said that she had to do that with her kid and it is a real thing.
No, somebody also sent me a TikTok. So not only is the sucking a real thing, but putting, just actually thinking about it, I was going to gag. I had to just take a moment. Robbie wants me to start a gag journal.
Ew, what? What even is
he
that?
He thinks I need to
things
start,
that make you gag?
Right. Yeah. Writing.
How much crap makes you gag?
I gag a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah. And then I think about gagging and I gag. Anyways, it's like a whole thing, but they put their mouth over the baby's mouth and blow into the baby's mouth to push the snot out the nose. But like, what if you did it and then it hit your face? That's what I think about. And then I would puke on my child and they asphyxiate.
I'm just
trying
to figure out how these pipes are connected. Like the throat pipe to the nose pipe.
Everything's connected. That's like
your esophagus.
Have you ever used a neti pot?
No. Don't you remember my stories last year and I was going to do it and I chickened out and didn't do it.
Yeah, neti
pot. Spencer doesn't watch my stories, obviously.
Oh. I do, but you story a lot.
Sometimes, yeah, I do.
Sometimes. But yeah, it's all connected. Ear, nose, and throat. That's why the doctor specializes in all of them.
Oh, the ENT does?
Yeah. You got know, it. Ear, nose, throat. You're extra spicy today. You're not allowed to have pre-workout as your energy drink anymore.
I did make a pre-workout for why did I do that? I don't know. But it's the Alani new one, and it's actually very good. And I'm kind of craving another one, but I feel like it's made me a little woohoo, you know?
Maybe Scorpio season is impacting you as well.
I don't think so. But maybe.
Maybe you're feeling extra spicy.
I'm about to start my period.
Oh, that's right.
PMS and honey. Same. So maybe I have Scorpio season for PMS.
Maybe. I mean, we were both just sitting here. I said, I have got a little, she goes, I'm PMSing. Are you PMSing? I said, I'm sitting here with a pile of candy next to me. Of course I'm PMSing.
Over there eating her, you had Twix and Kit Kats? I'm not a Kit Kat kind of girl.
I had a mini Twix and a mini Kit Kat. I have another mini Twix. Would you like it?
Yeah, I kind of do. Wow, she was holding out on me this whole time.
That is true love right there.
That is true love. I have some Halloween candy in there if you want some.
Yeah. Candy season.
Candy season.
You guys, we have another new sponsor for the show, and that is Warby Parker. Warby Parker was founded with a rebellious spirit and a lofty goal to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point. Robbie wears regular glasses, and I cannot believe how expensive they are.
It's crazy. That's why whenever people would like drop their glasses, like, don't step on my glasses. It is expensive.
Yeah. As somebody who doesn't regularly wear like contact or not contacts, but like prescription lenses, same. I had no idea the cost involved. Mm-mm. So they offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, name brands like Acuvue and Biofinity. And then they also have their line of Scout by Warby Parker daily contact lenses. And they have blue light glasses also, which is awesome.
Don't let your FSA and HSA dollars go to waste. Put them to good use, y'all, on Warby Parker prescription glasses, prescription sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision, care online and in stores. And you don't need a prescription to use it. I don't need a prescription, and I got all the sunglasses in my at-home try-on kit.
And you guys know I am obsessed with my blue lights.
And glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses also. So you can try on Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of sunglasses. Try them on at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label.
It was the easiest, so easy, seamless, like fastest process ever. So I'm really excited. And they send them pretty quick. They are going to send them within a few days.
Yes, I'm so excited because I got all the cute sunnies coming my way.
Same Z's, well, blue light, but you know. Same. Try 5 pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/swipingup. That's Warby, W-A-R-B-Y, Parker.com/swipingup. Yeah, so anyways, back to the Danny Austin thing. I'm very curious to know if anybody bought it and tries it for a while. I want to know, what's it actually do? How'd it work? I would also be interested to know like how she formulated it. Yeah. Did she just use her own experience? Did she work with like a dermatologist, a chemist?
Yeah, like I'd be curious to see the ingredients and like what that exactly does. I need to just read up on it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do that. So Kaylin Burns.
Yes, love her.
I think I'm not even sure how you're supposed to say her handle. Kaylin Naomi. Something like that. She hit 100K. So
that's crazy. Sorry, I'm eating Twix. I'm really sorry. That's so disgusting. I hate when people eat on stories. Like, oh my God, such a pet peeve.
Okay, anyways, so I brought her up a few weeks ago because she's like the reels queen, right? Her reels are so freaking funny. She churns out content like no other. She does like 2 reels a day, which sounds dramatic to say that that's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work to consistently put out that many videos. It's a lot.
But what we were talking about earlier and what I was just trying to say before I was choking on caramel, whatever. She was at 20K. She was celebrating 20K. What did you say? March 17th
or something like that.
So then she just celebrated. She's at 102.
Yeah.
Insane organic growth, but yeah, reels like,
exactly. It was through reels because that's about, if you go back into her feed around that time, she was starting to get into them. Like that's wild.
It really is wild.
She had that kind of growth from reels.
Well, especially when so many times, and we've done it too, but it's like, it's so hard to grow in these waters right now. And I know it is so annoying when people complain about it. We've talked about it. We're still trying to get Spencer to 10K, people. Like, I need for y'all to get her to 10K because she cannot link anything.
It's really fucking annoying.
It's so annoying. We don't have time to be linking things to her, like, to know. We got to, it's just got to move very seamlessly to the swipe up or the whatever click link thing, which didn't go away, by the way.
I share some great random shit. And she it would does. Just be easier to link it to my stories.
Right. But maybe you need to do some reels. We got to crank you out some reels. We need to crank us out some reels.
I go through phases, you know, like mm-hmm. I get all these ideas and I boom, 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 and I get them all down. And mm-hmm. then the time to execute comes Same. And I don't have time or I don't have energy,
yeah.
which are all excuses. Here I am being a whiny
same.
Bitch.
I do the but, same. I have a whole notes thing in my phone and I told Spencer, I was like, sometimes I just don't feel like it. I'm like, I don't feel like it. That's just not what I'm going to do with my spare time. But then at the same time, like, we're trying to grow this podcast. We're trying to do big things. We're trying to wipe our ass with $100 bills. So how are we going to do that if we're not doing reels?
When we share this episode, we need to do the song. Like, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Must. But congratulations to Kaylin, because that is awesome. And she is really freaking funny. So if y'all don't follow her, y'all need to follow her.
And the thing that I want to call out for her too, and like, no hate, no shade, right? TikTok is all about reusing people's ideas and reels are just the same thing. People are either reusing other people's ideas or like taking ideas they see on TikTok and bringing them to reels. That's good and fine. Been there. Me too. Hers, and I'm sure there are some where she does this because everybody does this, mm-hmm. but hers are so unique to her and people end up using her stuff.
Right.
And so she gets shared a lot that way. I just think that's awesome.
No, that is awesome. I love it. Follow her for a good time. For a real good time.
I think actually that might be in her bio.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's something along those lines. She definitely
uses, like, my real mama's renting while we build. Becca. Oh no, it's, or maybe it's in her.
Maybe she changed it. Oh. She did have some sort of real pun.
Cute. It says hope you like real mamas though. She does have that on there.
It was definitely That's different cute. Before, but it's cute. I like it. Yeah. She knows her role.
She knows it.
She owns it. Love it. And then speaking of link stickers, there was like the glitch that was happening the last 2 weeks where people were getting notified that they were losing their link privileges for. And here's the thing. I'm not even going to go down this rabbit hole, but there's definitely Facebook, Instagram, like censorship that happens.
Right.
But like that was kind of scary for a lot of people who don't share anything polarizing or controversial to be getting these notifications for how they make money to be removed for no reason.
Like they were just getting, so Spencer and I were talking about it and it must have been a glitch and I saw other people saying something about it because so many people got the notification and some of them didn't even like get on stories that much. Like I have no idea why I'm getting this notification. But today was supposed to be the day, or when y'all hear this, it was yesterday. So Monday was supposed to be the day of it like stopping, but we reached out to a couple girls and no one has lost the like sticker.
But you know, it's so annoying. It's like, okay, so this glitch happens and a lot of attention was brought to this, right? Like news outlets were picking it up and it was.
Oh, news outlets were?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
That's when you know we're living in like this freaking century of like. The dang TikToks or Instagrams of the world. Yeah.
Like
oh my
Newsweek
God.
Had like a whole thing on it. Yeah. Anyway.
But it is scary. Like you said, people's income relies on being able. Can you imagine when we asked when it changed, what people didn't like about it? What was the most common thing? It was the steps in taking to get to doing the swipe up or the links. Can you imagine if you couldn't do it at all and they had to actually go to your.
Nope. Oh,
can't rely on nobody.
No. So anyway, so. You know, it's been a big deal. Lots of people have known about it and been talking about it. So Instagram knows that this glitch happened. Nobody has gotten a message saying like,
sorry,
our bad. Like, what? That I don't know. Crazy. That's the shit that just bothers me is like, there's accountability or responsibility for these things that happen
because it's like
with this platform people it happens on TikTok
but no one's like Instagram is known for not having customer service or no one to reach out to. It's like that's their reputation. There's no one there to like tell you what happened or who to reach out to whenever there's an issue and like accounts being deleted or hacked, whatever. Like it makes you wonder because they're obviously aware.
Right.
So you're telling me that people can hack into a bank account and your bank can immediately call you and have something in place to say, hey, we've noticed this activity. I mean, yes, Instagram will do that, but it's like, can they really not like stop some of this crap from happening? Right. I don't know. You know, they did that on purpose.
Even if they did, even if they didn't reach out and send a message specifically to, you know, the individuals who received it, say there was no way to track.
Right. What happened?
Theoretically. You can't just put out a thing and be like, hey, you know, our bad. We aren't sure what happened. It's all under control. Right. It was a glitch. Nobody's going to lose their swipe up privileges. You know what I mean? Or swipe up privileges, link privileges. Fuck. I hate that they got rid of swipe ups. I really do.
I miss swipe ups. I really do too. And it wasn't even that we, like, I didn't overly do them by any means, but it was so easy just to do it and swipe up. But I know a lot of people wanted to be able to message on top of them. I never ever, I guess, noticed it or thought about it or whatever, but
yeah,
whatever.
No, I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
So obviously this week, like we said, we've been all out of sorts and not a lot has really happened this week that I've seen, but I haven't been overly on. Well, we're canceled.
Oh my God.
What is happening? You guys, you just don't even know.
No, it's chaotic here.
It really is. And we thought today was going to be good because we're recording in the middle of the day and clearly things aren't going very well.
Anyway. We need to record first thing in the morning. It's like, do we need to start having like slumber parties and then just get up at like 7 a.m. and start recording?
Yeah.
When we're fresh.
Fresh.
Maybe.
We probably should. Can you imagine 7 a.m. like getting up, rolling in here? You're listening is wiping up. My voice is not good in the morning. We got to do some do-re-mis to get it warmed up.
There we go. You know? A little vocal exercise.
Yeah. But it's been a slow week. Yeah. I just haven't been on watching a bunch of crap.
No. And I was telling Wendy before we started recording, I'm like, I don't know if it's just because I am so partial to TikTok over Instagram these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. I go on, there's a select handful of people that I keep up with on Instagram that I always make sure, whatever, when I'm taking my morning shit, that I go and watch their stories. You know what I'm saying? But otherwise, if I'm just getting on for some mindless scroll,
it's TikTok.
It's not Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. So you made a great point when we were talking earlier, not on the show, but before, about how Instagram is not really like funny. Like it's not. And we talked a little bit about this with Ted too. I don't remember if it was on the episode or not, but it's like when you get on TikTok, depending on your algorithm and what you watch and how much you like it, it's funny. It's a funny show or it's a funny feed that you can watch. You can laugh and just watch good videos, whatever. Instagram is not really like that. It's more clothing and just products and
it's influencing.
Feels. You're right.
It is.
Yeah. There you go. Had an epiphany. But you're right. It really is. It's more just about, it's almost like a mall. Instagram is the mall. TikTok like is the comedy
virtual,
show.
Virtual mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram, you can cop that if you'd like. Coin that.
Virtual mall. But yeah, and I think I just, well, and it's almost like everything's back to status quo.
It does feel like that.
The last year and a half never happened. We're back to kind of the same old behaviors and just, I don't know if it's the ramp up towards the holidays, if maybe that's what it is.
No, you're right. It definitely feels back to like normal. Yeah. Not like a new normal, but like normal.
Normal.
From what we're seeing. And obviously, you know, Instagram is the highlight reel. I get it. Like I know how it works because I got an Instagram too. So it's a highlight reel for me too. But I mean, it does feel like it's back just as it never left the 2019.
I was
going to say 2020, but that went to hell real quick.
Yeah.
It was early in the year that things really fell apart. But yeah, I don't know where we were going with that exactly, but let's just do some voicemails and call it a day.
Yeah. I was going to say we were not the only people perturbed with.
No, basically this was a slow week and it was all over the place. Much like this episode. We're sorry. We know some of y'all hate the tangents and all that, but we're real people and this ain't the highlight reel.
So true.
The real.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? I talk a lot about my own mental health struggles, both on the show and on my Instagram. You know, I have ADHD. I struggle with anxiety, and I've struggled with depression in the past. And I think that there is less of a stigma now about mental health, but it's still a really important conversation to have. And if you struggle, talk to somebody. It's so critical. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed, which is a big part of it, right? We don't like every single other person that we meet, and you need to jive with your therapist too.
Absolutely. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. You can log into your account anytime, send a message to your therapist, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly and video phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you will with traditional therapy.
It's like an on-demand therapist. Yeah. And like, I love you, but you can't always be my on-demand therapist.
Okay.
It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, which is great. And financial aid is also available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So they have a special offer for Swiping Up listeners, and that's getting 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/swipingup. Visit BetterHelp, HELP.com/swipingup, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Let me see. This one's about birthday parties. Okay. This should be interesting.
This voicemail's about birthday parties?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Hi, Swiping Up ladies. I just wanted to call in because recently on Instagram, some of these bibs are having the most extravagant birthday parties for their children. And specifically, this weekend was Danny Austin's daughter and I guess Danny's collaborative birthday party. But it was Stella's first birthday, and if you have seen on Instagram, there were over, I don't know, 20, 25 vendors that participated in her birthday. And it just kind of blows my mind because the cost of these parties could definitely pay for some college tuition. But furthermore, I think that these parties are setting the standard for kids' birthday parties so high. I mean, as you get older and these kids go to school and their friends start comparing birthdays and different things like that, I don't think it's completely fair. But also, it's just like, what are you going to do for their next birthday? Or are they always going to expect these extravagant birthday parties with 500 balloons and ponies in the middle of the street and custom jackets and custom boots for everybody to wear? And I understand that maybe some of these vendors are doing it. I understand that some of these vendors are doing it maybe as advertising, but also it's like, how can you accept the services of some of these vendors for free just to, advertising on your Instagram? It's like, that is the advertising and the publicity that do not pay the bills. So I think there's just a lot to unfold with these birthday parties. Now, I understand a lot of it is probably for posting and the content, but man, they make me feel really bad about the parties that I'm throwing for my babies. Anyways, thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye.
Wow.
She made a really interesting point though. I mean, okay. Well, first of all, the party was insane.
Yeah.
And it was, I wanted that to be my party.
Right. Well, we could do that for your party.
We couldn't because I guarantee.
We're not wiping our butt with Benjamins.
Not like that. But that, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was cool. Over the top. A one-year-old. And you know, we have talked about this before. My opinion is a little bit different. Like,
yeah,
a one-year-old is not, you're throwing a party for you.
Yes.
The one-year-old is not going to know.
Right. And I know this because I did it. Like, yeah. I was so excited about his first birthday party. Now, that being said,
as I think you should be.
You should. You made okay. it. It's a celebratory, like, oh my God, we made it through the first year. But for the girl that called in, don't feel bad about it. Like, that makes me sad that she feels bad about her parties. You know, like, It is so hard when you're watching something like that because, like she said, vendors are giving you this stuff for, like, for other people to essentially book and to do it.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, can you do that every year? Or, my God, would you want to do that every year?
No.
I was tired watching that because I was like, ooh, that's going to be a lot of cleaning up.
A lot of cleanup. But she cool. made a good point, too, about the kids are going to get older yeah. and they're going to see their friends having these extravagant parties.
Yeah.
And then they're going to feel bad about what they have, what they don't have. And that's not to say that parents aren't allowed to do extravagant things for their kids.
Right.
But I also understand it from the perspective of somebody who can't or doesn't want to mm-hmm. also do these like crazy over the top right. things.
Sometimes lavish parties, it doesn't even have to come down to you can't do it.
Some That's people what I mean. Don't want to or don't want to.
Yeah, some people don't want to do it because lavish parties might not be their thing. Like, Mike doesn't care anything about that kind of stuff. I love parties. I love hosting. It doesn't matter what it's for, but there's a certain limit too. And then it just becomes just over the top and exhausting. You know what I mean? And it's almost like people do it for more of the show. Like, hey, this is what we did. And these vendors did all this. And it's like this huge production when really what it is, again, it's okay to have like a big birthday party because again, you're like, heck yeah, we made it. My kid's a year old, whatever. Right. And it was a lot of fun. But like you said, it's like long-term. These kids are going to look at it and they're growing up and they're thinking, well, dang, we had pizza and ice cream.
You know? Right. It's, I mean, God, what was it? Oh, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I remember, do you watch the New Jersey Housewives?
I have.
Okay. So there's a, I almost said a bib on the show. There's a housewife on the show named Jackie on New Jersey. She's like the blonde one. And she was getting shit. Mm-hmm. It was either last season or two seasons ago, but she was getting shit for basically being super wealthy and not throwing kids like these extravagant parties. The other moms were like,
oh, she was not wanting to do it.
She wasn't wanting to do it. And the other moms were like shaming her about it. And she like basically saying like, well, you have the means, like, why aren't you doing it?
Oh, dang.
And she was like, because my kids are perfectly happy with a table full of pizza and a box full of toys that right. they can like take out and fend for themselves. Because she did. She had like a, they literally just ordered like 20 pizzas, threw them on a table. The kids were playing basketball in the driveway. She threw a box of like trinkets down on the driveway for like the favors.
Yeah.
She was like, they're like preteen boys. They don't care.
No.
And she was like, I didn't have extravagant parties growing up and I'm just fine. And the irony is she's probably the richest one on the,
no kidding.
On the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just about not having the means.
And sometimes, again, that's just not people's things, but it's, you never should feel bad about not giving your kids, whether you want to or whether you have the means to or not. Like, that's the worst part about Instagram is like feeling like, well, damn, I can't do that for my kid. But, you know, kids do. They go to those parties and they think, well, I want to do that or I want my mom to do that. I mean, that was a lavish party. That being said, silent discos are a lot of fun. We did it on the cruise.
Oh, my gosh. They're I want to have a silent disco so bad.
God, it was a blast. Even Mike was like, that was really fun. But
and I didn't realize that the color of so basically mm-hmm. you for if you don't know what a silent disco is.
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing headsets and then they light up to be a certain color so you mm-hmm. can tell who's listening to the same track as
you. The same station.
Mm-hmm. Like I had no idea. Yeah. I was like, that's so cool.
I have videos from our foot from our cruise and we're like, it's getting hot. Like, and it's just like a bunch of scuffling of the feet like you know, and so we kept like
that
popping off.
Some
so
great
fun.
ASMR. I would just want to walk around with a microphone,
throwing the microphone on the floor. Your little baby mic. Oh my God, you would love it. No, it is a lot of fun, but it was probably I think the most produced, biggest production of a first birthday party I think we've seen on the gram. Would you agree?
Yeah,
I mean that was. But was it her birthday too? She said it was Danny's and Stella's birthdays.
Oh, was it?
Oh, I don't know. But I thought that's what she said in the voicemail. Maybe she didn't. I thought she said for Stella and Danny's
birthday.
Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Because it felt a lot more like adult party right. to me, but maybe not.
But, I mean, she
either
had...
Either way, it was...
She had a lot of a lot of people there. It was a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I was like, oh, man.
Wait, tell me really quick. Interstellar, is that supposed to be like outer space, Interstellar? Like, what was the name behind it?
Okay, so I just assume like interstellar, like intergalactic.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Like, so galactic with someone?
Like what?
I don't know. You said interstellar, like intergalactic.
Yeah,
so
like,
is
haven't you ever heard of the term intergalactic? Like,
I've heard of the
like inner galaxy. I think that's what that means.
Ooh, I remember that. Do you remember the Beastie Boys?
I am a doctor, not an astronaut. Yeah, intergalactic
planetary reactive. Something intergalactic.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. We have another voice. Cutting myself off.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here we go.
Hey girls. I am a faithful listener to your podcast. I have been since pretty much episode one. I just need to vent really quick about the bibs. Putting the poll up for the baby names. As a mom of one, and like Wendy, we're one and done, I don't really care. And most of the names are not either that I would pick. So it's just really annoying to me, and it's not something that I care to vote on every day. And it's not just one bib. It's a lot of them. So I feel like it's like a trend that I hope is going to be over very soon. So just had to get that off my chest. Hey, if you want to vote, to each their own, but there's just other things that I would rather see or vote on with the little poll or whatever. So anyway, have a great day, girls. Talk to you later.
I don't know why that made me giggle so much, but that's such a specific complaint.
I have seen, it is, it's very specific. I have seen that though quite a bit. Like, just like, hey, I'm trying to decide between Colton and Jeffrey. And then
why
you,
have
like,
I, like, I don't feel like I've ever seen that.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely seen it on several stories. Mm. But
I'm just not watching them, apparently.
Maybe we need to put up a poll and see if that really bothers other people, too. Because, I mean,
we should put a poll up about the annoying poll.
The irony of it all. No, I mean, hey, I get it. We all have, like, very random stuff that we don't love.
I mean, it's true. Listen, everybody's got their pet peeves, right?
Right.
We did a Patreon episode about pet peeves, didn't we?
Like, oh, we did. Are you cheating on me with another podcast? Because I don't remember that.
Am I?
Stories. I feel like you're making that up. I think we did stories of pet peeves.
Are you sure it wasn't a Patreon?
I am not sure. But
I think we might have. But you know, whatever. But you know, everyone has their own like quirks and annoyances.
Absolutely.
I just, that one is like just so funny to me. I don't know why, but that one cracks me up.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of Patreon episodes. Wow, God bless. Okay,
leaving that in.
Right. Oh, great. Speaking of Patreon episodes that we did do, we just talked to Peyton, who was on Danny's Matchmaker season one, and she actually won the Matchmaker.
She did. She is adorable. And
she is.
She was sweet. It was fun. Her friend Erica joined us.
Yes.
So we'll play a little clip from that. If you want to listen to the full episode, you can head over to patreon.com/swipingup and subscribe at the Miller's tier. Quick plug, Patreon is a way to help support the show and the free content that we bring you week after week. And for subscribers at the Miller's tier and above, we do bonus episodes. So you get access to the whole back catalog of those and then all the new ones that we put out.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
That's right.
Felt remiss if we didn't say that.
Yes, had to. Okay, had to. Let's get into that.
I wish it was staged. I wish they would have given me some sort of like guidance. Like, yeah. That's what you are expecting. But no, that was 100% authentic and real.
Okay, nice.
So yeah. What were your initial thoughts when you met him? What was your first impression?
I thought he was nice. I will say he's definitely different than most people that I've ever dated before. But I knew that going into it.
Yeah.
Or at least I knew like, briefly. Briefly. I didn't know him. But I went in with a completely open mind, and I will say when I first met him, it did not feel awkward. It was very like comfortable. It wasn't like a forced conversation, which is always super nice because if you ever go on a first date, you have to like sit there and just, like, draw. Oh my God, it's terrible. So it felt very natural, and he was super nice. We had a really fun time on our date, and so I left there thinking, like, okay, this is, he, you know, open mind. I don't know what I think of him yet, because it wasn't a really long date. It was really short. We needed to have, like, a personal conversation at Goodwill.
How long was the date?
Well, Goodwill, we did the Goodwill thing, and that was about, I don't know, like 30 minutes maybe. Okay. And then he and I went and got a drink and dinner, and we got to talk a lot more there.
Gotcha.
So
and
that
how
was.
How long were you there?
I don't know. We were how there long? For, yeah, we were there for an hour.
As we were like patiently waiting at home. Right. Yeah. Her mom, we're like, where is she? When is she going to be?
Must
home?
Be going yeah. really well.
Yeah. But it really did actually feel like a first date once we got to the dinner after the Goodwill. There were no cameras like in our face, and we actually got to have like those first date conversations. And I thought he was really, really nice and very normal and down to earth. We had a lot of things in common. We had a lot of things that weren't in common, but I'm here for it. I was, you know, I love country music, and he was like, oh, I listen to country music. I'm like, oh, we can convert you. But no, it was very like, it was very normal, I will say.
When you got home, I remember you were like, it was so good. Like, yeah. Kind of giddy a little. And we were like, oh, okay. Like, that went really well.
Yeah.
So then what happened from there? So you get home, and then what, you just have to, like, wait by the phone for somebody to call you?
Yeah, back like
to
the story. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so he actually broke the rules and told me at dinner. He was like, I think you are who I'm going to pick for, like, the final person or whatever. So when I got home, I was really excited. Yeah,
okay, Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah. I was excited. But he was like, I'll call you when we get home. Like that part, he was like, I'll have to, like, we'll do like a staged video where I'll call you and like, let you know that you're the winner or whatever. So I was at home. This is actually really funny. Yeah. I was sitting here on the couch and I was like waiting for this phone call that I was getting. And I happened to like get on Instagram and see that Danny had posted stories and he was calling someone on the stories. And I was like, well, I didn't get a phone call with you live. Like, was it not me? Like,
typical like, guy.
Yeah. But he texted me and he's like, don't worry. Like, that's a video we're posting. Like, don't worry. You're it. And I was like, okay. But yeah, after that,
so you went to their house for the hometown date.
Mm-hmm. That was, next day was the hometown date. I went and met Danny. Well, I already met Danny, but Danny, Jordan, their dad, and their aunt.
With Bella there.
Stella was there,
the baby.
Uh-huh. So,
I feel like considering that you really only had an hour and a half with him to then have, like, a family meeting, like, that
it
has to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That taste, for sure. But they were all so nice. Made me feel very comfortable. Like, I never once felt like, oh, this is so awkward. I want to leave. Like, no, it was very, very normal.
Natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he asked me to go. No, Erica, he'd already asked me to go at that point. Yeah, somewhere in between there. It's all a big blur, y'all. I think he called me that morning and had said, hey, like, you know, I know the hometown date's today, but would you want to go to Nashville with me after? And I was like, oh, what? It was such like a on the spot. Like, but you know me, I'm trying to like go with the flow for this process. I was like, yes, I'm being like a yes man, like saying yes to everything.
Yeah.
So I went to the hometown date prepared for Nashville.
So the episode was so much fun. We did that last Thursday. So again, if y'all want to head on over to Patreon and listen to that, we would love you for it. And you will love the episode. So do it.
Yes. Very interesting. Very juicy.
It was juicy.
And so we always talk to you guys week over week about our words of affirmation. And so we just thought that maybe we would read you some of the kind words that have been left to us.
The words of not so good affirmations.
On podcast reviews. We know that we are so loved. You know what? We had a lot of great things happening to us lately. And so sometimes you just need a little humble pie.
A little humble pie. We're eating it. Shoved all in the face. Eating the whole pie. The whole damn pie.
Pie eating contest.
We win.
Meh. Mean Girls. 1 star. I was into it at first for a fresh perspective on influencer culture, but they're just straight up rude now. and clearly play favorites. This much gossip doesn't need a podcast. Unsubscribed.
Makes me sad. One star. So awful. A podcast that gossips about people. Do these girls not have anything better to do? Being a bully isn't cool anymore. Makes me sad to know that people actually like listening to stuff like this.
Change wasn't good. One star. I've been listening from the very beginning. It's lost what made it a success in year one. Sad. It's now full of inside jokes and random off-topic discussions. I have no idea what she's talking about. The unfiltered episode was appalling. I expected better from Wendy, not a surprise from Spencer.
Good old Spencer. I miss season one. One star. I love season one, but season two is so boring. More lighthearted snark, comma, less updates on the bloggers.
Figure we'll end on a high note here. More structure, please. Two stars. I used to like this more, but there is so much time spent just chatting and talking about random things that I often find myself skipping a lot of it. I wish it had more structure and stuck to the theme more. The episodes where they are drunk are unbearable. I like certain aspects.
Those are fun, though.
Thank you all so much.
I have one more. Rude.
My bad.
Wow, you get one star. No stars for you on the list today. Okay. Waste of time, exclamation. One star. Wouldn't recommend to anyone. There are much better podcasts to be listening to. We beg to differ, so you can follow us at Swiping Up.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. I love pie whatever I was going to say.
Humble pie. Cherry pie.
Yeah. Apple. I really like pumpkin.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm a cherry pie girl. Apple pie. Peach cobbler.
Ooh, pecan.
Popcorn shrimp. Bubblegum shrimp. Shrimp cocktail. Shrimp baskets. Shrimp charcuterie boards. Shrimp chaos.
Shrimp charcuterie boards.
Shrimp podcast. Oh. Shrimp drinks. Shrimp water.
That was a very good impression.
Shrimp affirmations.
Yes. If you would also like to leave us some words of affirmation, please do so after rating us 5 stars on
Preferably
iTunes.
5 stars.
Thank you so much.
Even if you want to talk crap, just give us 5 stars. I mean, that is the bare minimum. That is the least you could do.
Okay. I love it so much. Don't forget to subscribe to this shit show. Thank you for 500,000 downloads. Not too bad for a couple girls with no talent, you know?
Speak for yourself. I'm just kidding. I don't have any talent.
As always, we love you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you again to the sponsors for today's show, Warby Parker and BetterHelp. You can follow us at Swiping Up. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, that was creepy. So I let you think I'm perfect.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.